Good morning.
Good morning.
This week we will be celebrating the Feast of the Holy Trinity, so our readings and themes will surround around that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you've given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity and the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. The Old Testament reading is taken from Genesis 1:1-2:4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth. And the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over everything creeping that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with its seed and its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the epistle reading is from 2 Corinthians 13. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And the gospel is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, this Sunday is Holy Trinity Sunday, and I had a professor of mine that told us anybody that talks about the Trinity long enough will become a heretic.
Right.
So hopefully I don't do
don't
that.
Don't say too much.
But
it's a mystery.
It's a mystery, and that's the title of my sermon, yeah. The Holy Trinity, the mystery. At times, and I think even more so now, it seems as though the church is a bit out of step with the rest of the culture, the rest of the world, and sometimes the church is just looked at as being plain weird. In fact, we're rapidly moving to a time when many even hate the Christian church and the Word of God. So having a Sunday in June to celebrate and contemplate the mystery of the Holy Trinity seems to be a little bit disconnected with our culture, but maybe that's exactly what we need, is to ponder the holy mystery of the Trinity when we're living in such a disordered world, that we need God's order. And perhaps it is a beauty that we read that whole section from Genesis, mm-hmm. to show us the order that God gives to us in his creation and how it's all good. And when he creates man and women, it's very good, and he blesses them and says, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." Yet we are often out of step with the culture. We still want to kind of keep our ear on what's going on in the culture and not to ignore it. But we don't let the world set the agenda for what we're doing in the church. The church shouldn't mess around with what's going on in the world, so to speak, but stick to what the Word of God has to say. And I think we just had a little conversation before we came in here. You were talking about men's Bible study this morning and how you ended it, and actually fits quite well with where I'm kind of going with this text. Mm-hmm. You want to share that?
Yeah, we ended with the words of Jesus. In our culture today, everything starts within the heart, right? And the emotions, and so the psychological self is supposedly the source of all good and to do whatever you want, that kind of thing. But Jesus said that it's actually the opposite. Out of the heart comes murder, theft, adultery, all of those bad things. In fact, we are disordered. And I find it interesting that, you know, with the creation, everything has an order to it. And when there's order, we work together in unison, in harmony, in concordia. And sin brings disorder into our hearts and lives. And that's why it's interesting what coming to church. It's God's service to us. What does he do? We confess our disorderedness of life in this fallen world, that we cause all sorts of difficulties and problems. You know, and I met the enemy, it comes from me, right? And what does God do? He forgives our sins. He puts us back together again through the forgiveness of sins, puts us under his word, which gives order to our lives, meaning to our lives, purpose to our lives. We're not purposeless. We're not meaningless. He gives order and meaning and purpose to us as he brings us into his love and his care, where we love one another as he has loved us. And that's this great thing that our Lord does through his word. And what's also interesting is the world wants to change the meaning of words, right? Mm-hmm. So that they are meaningless. Oh, no. This is the means by which God does his work. God said, it was so, and it was good. And even today, our Lord, God said, it was so, and it was good. He says, "I forgive you all your sins." He says, "I will be with you always," and that's all good. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. There was a quote from Herman Sasse that I found here. The world, it is inexplicable that the church lives on, always preaching the same old thing. In fact, it is because the same old thing goes on being preached, the apostles' doctrine, that the church goes on living. Because the apostles' doctrine is the everlasting word of God to all people, to all nations, to all times. This is what we must preach and teach. And I think you gave me that comment, and I forgot what it was. You said it was from Kleinig about in order to remain relative.
We are most, we get accused sometimes in the church of being, while you're not speaking about earthly things, that's not, the heavenly things aren't relevant to what's going on in the world. He said, when you speak of heavenly things, you're more relevant to the world than the world could ever be in and of itself. These things are relevant. Our Lord is the creator of the heavens and the earth. This is where life comes from, through his word. Before we go there, I was just thinking about that. Notice how life comes from the Father through the Son by way of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the breath of that word. And there's ordered God's creation. He says it is so and it is good. And same thing with the new creation. Life comes from the Father through the Son. Jesus sends the Son into the world to win salvation for us by way of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit delivers that salvation to us, that order, and puts us back in together with God and with each other for the
well, and with all the disorder that's out there today. I mean, I just look at creation and the orderliness of creation. I think about my dog. I mean, I can almost set my clock to when he wants to eat, when he wants to go outside, and he does everything. And that's just the natural knowledge of God, right?
And things work in an orderly manner. And I just think it's interesting too that on Sunday we call it the order of service, because God puts us back into order, and that's good. That's not bad. That's good.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Well, the hymn that I'd like to consider for today is Luther's hymn on the Trinity. Beautiful hymn, not sung a lot, but certainly worth contemplating. And it talks about the triune God being our stay, never letting us perish, cleansing us from our sins, keeping us from the evil one, and ultimately putting God's armor on, which is the word of God.
Shunning the devil's wiles. Yeah, he wants to disorder us. Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Triune God, be thou our stay, O let us perish never. Cleanse us from our sins, we pray, and grant us life forever. Keep us from the evil one, uphold our faith most holy, and let us trust thee solely. With humble hearts and lowly, let us put God's armor on, with all true Christians running, our heavenly race and shunning, the devil's wiles and cunning. Amen, amen, this be done, so sing we Alleluia. The Lord bless you and keep you.